This story begins with a plea from a desperate father, Chris Canizzaro. Canizzaro's son, Gabriel, was in solitary confinement in Scott County Jail.
Are you serious? He goes from him asking to help to being locked in a cell for 23 and a half hours a day. This, you know, is this really how the American justice system works?
To try and understand what happened, I talked to Gabriel. Just as a warning, the sound is a bit rough because he's calling from the jail.
Are you no longer in solitary or are you still in solitary?
I'm no longer in solitary anymore.
And you were in solitary for nine days total, right?
Yep.
Gabriel was on probation for stealing pills. He has addiction issues that also include alcohol, and he violated probation by drinking again. He came clean to his probation officer, who had him arrested. Gabriel claims he was self-medicating his severe depression, but he wasn't officially diagnosed with anything. That is, until he ended up in Scott County Jail.
They made me see a nurse practitioner, and he diagnosed me with bipolar disorder, even though he wasn't a psychiatrist or a psychologist, and started putting me on medicine. Just made me really sick. Like, it made me really, really drowsy and groggy all the time.
Gabriel says he pleaded with jail nurses to see the doctor and get his medication changed, but about a month went by and nothing happened. Meanwhile, the side effects just kept getting worse. So bad, he didn't wake up one morning when called by a corrections officer.
And she had to shake me to wake me up, and I got up and I apologized profusely and went and sit in breakfast. Well, she sent me to segregation for that, you know, to the hole.
That enrages his father, Chris Canizzaro, who says he called the jail several times.
This is a 19-year-old kid. You're telling me he's an adult. He got himself into this trouble. You know, it's to me, it's very upsetting to think, trouble? What trouble? He overslept.
Canizzaro is also worried about his son's mental state. A little background. Canizzaro is himself bipolar and lives a normal life on medication. That could be one of the reasons that Gabriel was diagnosed. Family histories often play a big role. But Canizzaro says whatever is wrong with his son, solitary confinement just made it worse. Here's Gabriel again.
I'm horrible. You know, I was just incredibly distressed the entire time. It was just miserable. I mean, I would wake up and it's like embarrassing.
The jail administration will disconnect your call in 2 minutes.
It's like embarrassing to say, but like I would wake up and I would cry and I would brush my teeth and I would cry and I would, you know, I would get my meals through a hole in the door and I would cry.
To find out more about what happened, I called up Scott County and talked to Amy Thorson, the deputy director of the health department. She says she wasn't familiar with this case, but we talked about mental health care in Scott County Jail.
To do a complete mental health exam is a very lengthy process, and we don't have the resources for that.
But wait, let me understand this correctly. You would medicate somebody without necessarily doing a full mental health workup?
How would you?
Thorson turns the question over to Mary Beth Woods, the health coordinator at the jail, who says at the very least, prisoners would be evaluated by a nurse practitioner who is certified in mental health treatment. That's what happened to Gabriel. But she says most people already have a diagnosis. It would be very rare for someone to be diagnosed while in jail. And she also says, look, in jail, there are rules. You have to wake up when you're told.
So I'm not sure about this particular individual, but I'm wondering if there's just a little bit more to that story.
I took Gabriel's case to Dr. Michael Flom, a professor of clinical psychiatry at the University of Iowa. He's also the director of the Iowa Consortium for Mental Health, which connects the university with the public mental health systems in the state. He says this kind of thing happens.
I think I heard you say that this gentleman, you know, had been diagnosed maybe with bipolar disorder and he was only seen for a short period of time, or maybe he didn't get, you know, an adequate follow-up. And I said that I completely believed that.
And Flom says it's nothing new. He says the problems we see in jails and to some extent prisons point to difficulties in the mental health system in general. He says fixing those service gaps is a big reason the state legislature has been focused on mental health reform over the past 2 years. But he says as long as jails are asked to do the work of mental health care, there's going to be a problem.
I wonder if we could ask him to sign a release from that doctor.
At the Cerro Gordo County Jail, just outside of Mason City, jail nurse Terry Allen Burke is talking with nurse practitioner Nicole Amos. It's Amos's day to see patients at the jail. Amos says mental illness is the norm here.
Many inmates that are here that have mental health issues that aren't being treated, that are on meds, that's common.
Amos says about all you can do is put people on medication. There is just no way to provide proper therapy.
I have dreams of what things I could do here and in my practice, you know, but it's just, you know, there's so many restrictions on what you can do, and it's all about money.
There may be restrictions on how much you can spend, but that doesn't mean the system is well regulated, according to jail nurse Terry Allen Burke.
Nobody comes in to make sure I'm doing it right. We have a yearly jail inspection, but other than that, I have no one to audit my charts.
And Allen Burke says the fact is this jail is holding people who don't belong.
My experience here in jail is we have had several people who really shouldn't be here. But they've been here months on end because there's no place else to put them.
The treatment for a mentally ill person isn't in jail. We don't have the services, we don't have the time, or the staff.
That's Cerro Gordo County Sheriff Kevin Pauls. He says county jails have been forced to pick up the slack of a broken mental health system.
That as lawmakers change the laws and they've done away with the mental health beds, well, these people had to go somewhere.
And he says that somewhere was county jails. Paul's worries all he can do for now is try and stop the bleeding. In Mason City, I'm Sandhya Dirks, Iowa Public Radio News.